Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 17 of Blanket Talk. We're here in the normal spot, Spencer and
Wyatt.
That's right. We're back.
17?
We're on 17. I made a mistake last time in saying we were 15, but no, we were on...
Holy cow. Maybe that's why it's surprising.
16 at the time, and now we're on 17.
This is 1-7.
It's pretty crazy. Once we get to 20, it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, if that happens.
Mm-hmm. And 17 is a pretty important number to me if I've ever seen one myself. And so we've decided to bring in a guest here.
What?
And this is...
This is Noah.
Hey, it's our friend Noah. We've mentioned him a couple times on the podcast. We decided to bring him in today, so we're cheek to cheek right now. Yeah. How you doing, Noah?
A couple times?
Yeah.
What do you said about me?
Like, oh he loves the podcast. He loves listening to the podcast. It's his favorite.
I listened. I listened to five. I didn't really pay attention. I admit I was just kind of playing PlanetSide the whole time. But I listened to the first five. So. To be honest, it was a surprise to me that you were still doing it.
Yeah, and we're on 17 today.
More surprised at Wyatt's, that Wyatt's still here.
I'm just...
More than anything.
What do you think? He would have left, or I would have kicked him out?
No, he would have left.
Really? I would think that you would have thought that I would have been kicked out.
No, honestly, I would have thought Wyatt has done everything in his power to leave.
And Spencer's just like, no.
I've done nothing.
I text him like every single Wednesday. Every single Wednesday I say, podcast today? No reply. I go to his house and show up, and it's the same look on his face every week of him just being like, shit, it is podcast day.
Oh, whoops. I forgot.
It is sometimes. Hey, it's Tuesday today.
It is a Tuesday. Our
pretty decent.
We're all just a bunch of busy men, and so we had to fix this one up for a Tuesday, and then here we are. We had about a 2-hour period where we can sit down and chat.
Mm. Yeah, it's good.
What are you so busy doing? I guess you work.
Yeah, but that's only like 3 days a week, then I have kind of other things. I'm probably the least busy, but I mean, you know how it is. I mean, I got squash today.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So that's going to take up like 45 minutes of my time.
Busy bee.
I got to produce this.
This is great, actually. I don't have to say anything in response to things you say.
I just filled in the gaps.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to like...
Don't worry,
Wyatt. I'll keep you in this. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Well, I know you're like eating your apple and you're very...
I forgot to ask. Is it okay if I eat my apple
No,
right
it's
now?
Not. So I got a fun idea for you guys that I thought about.
17 podcasts. How many times has he done this with food?
Oh, with food. It's probably his third time. He's had Cheerios on. And he's like eating the whole goddamn apple. But I got a fun idea for you guys that I want you guys to chime in on. I thought of this and it kind of made me kind of happy to think about it. You know whenever you see sci-fi spaceships and they're big enough to like have colonies on whatever. And then there's like the center... There's like the center tube, and then around that there's a rotating cylinder that people are on the inside of that cylinder, and then because they're spinning around, it simulates gravity?
Yep.
What?
No, just say yes.
All right, yeah, sure.
No, you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I have no idea what you're fucking talking about. That makes no sense.
It makes 100% sense.
So hang on.
No.
So are you implying...
Oh my god.
This is my goddamn podcast.
Hijacked.
So are you implying that this is something that frequently happens in sci-fi movies?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Give me two.
The Martian.
The Martian, thank you.
Okay, never seen The Martian, so...
The 100s. It's a TV show.
Never heard of that. Have you ever heard of that?
Interstellar.
Oh, boom! Ender's Game. You saw Ender's Game.
I did. That was a shitty movie.
It was totally okay.
And there was a rotating cylindrical...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Remember, there's the middle fighting bit, and then they're all around the outside.
To be honest, I tried to repress that whole movie.
Oh, yeah, I actually know that. What you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, they just figure out the right speed for it, so that they're basically always changing the direction of where they are in comparison, so they're just like, it simulates the gravity. I thought about that, and it made me kind of happy, because you could have a... Let's just call this Earth, but don't think of Earth as the big planet. Think of it as where we live. And on this Earth, say it's a big ring, and it has a certain amount of mass, but it's not a large enough amount of mass to allow us to be on the outside so that when it's going around, we're being pulled to the center of mass. It doesn't have that amount of gravitational pull. It just wouldn't be enough. It'd be like a shitty moon, like a really small moon.
Like ours.
And we'd jump and we'd just fly off into space. Oh. And so, if the mass isn't big enough, you could hollow out the middle, have it rotate around, and then you could be on the inside of your Earth.
This is just like that movie with Matt Damon, Elysium.
Elysium.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen it. Wanted to. You've seen a movie that I haven't. Good on you.
Woohoo!
But, and so that's what the Earth could be. If it was small enough, you'd hollow out the middle and you could be on... on like the equator of it, and as it's rotating around, you could be on the inside, and it would gravitate. It would simulate Earth gravity. But once you get up to a certain mass, you're now being pulled towards the center again, and you can go to the outside of your Earth. And you're now on the outside being pulled in. The mass is large enough that you're now on the outside. I love it.
Said yes, man.
I love it. Should
have just been like, yep.
So what is the point?
No, it's just cool. I like thinking about it. I just love there's a point where you can decide, okay, it's time to not be on the outside of Earth anymore. It's time to be on the inside of it.
I think it's like happens like that. There's just this like
There's not just a point where it's like it's like point one is good is like inside, and then point two is outside.
Well, if in this hypothetical situation,
I mean, I can say that with confidence. Do you agree with me?
Maybe there's like a point. Maybe how do you know?
I don't think that there's a point where you are on the inside, and then it's like, okay, as soon as we hit this, now we can stay on the outside.
It's not a set point, but people would start to just kind of talk about it like, hey, listen. Earth's just becoming too light for us. You know, I lost a kid last time. God. I was thrown up in the air like a classic dad. He just kept going. And then he writes to the government. He says, we got to be on the inside of Earth. And then it's not like it's a set mass that then our hypothetical colony is then like, okay, this is when we go into the inside. It's just, it starts building over time. Then maybe they hollowed out. A couple people start going in. And then everybody starts going in because they know it's better in there.
Okay. Also, how does the mass of this thing change?
Hmm?
How does the mass change?
Doesn't matter.
No, that's kind
of... No. In this hypothetical situation, doesn't matter.
No, but...
Nope.
Like, no, but I'm
no, it
asking...
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Like fire.
No, it doesn't matter.
But you're not,
it doesn't
you're
matter.
Not understanding my question. What in what Earth, somewhere where people are going to live, is there going to come a point where like, okay, the mass has changed, time to go to the inside of the planet or whatever?
Well, it could be our Earth.
Maybe we just
we keep sending shit up into space. Yeah. Space garbage. And then after like millions of years, it's like, oh shit, we gotta go to the inside of it now.
Does that
scoop out all the molten and magma in the middle and then
that doesn't change the mass of the planet though, does
Maybe
it?
Maybe took out all the
molten magma?
No.
Yeah,
the space garbage.
Uh-huh, yeah.
A little bit.
Because there's not one point
instead of a bunch of rockets.
There's not one point where everything's just going towards it's a general one point where all the mass around it, all the mass on this Earth, and it just all the mass happens to be where like where all the solid bits are, including all the garbage, including all the people, right? Like we're adding to Earth's mass, and it's all going down to a general point at the general center of the Earth, and that's what we're being pulled towards. Once we start sending, you know, garbage up to there, it's making it unbalanced a teeny teeny tiny bit.
Generally,
teeny teeny.
What bugs me the most about this is that I don't know enough about this to call you a fucking idiot.
Hey,
but I know.
Thanks, Wyatt.
But I know, and I am 100% certain there is a bunch of shit wrong with what you're saying.
No.
I just don't know what it is.
Shoot, a bunch of shoot.
No, shut up.
There's literally nothing wrong with what I'm
shut
saying.
Shut your trap.
There is. I just don't fucking know what it is, and I can't point it out.
One of the issues is that when you start scooping out the Earth, you can't. Once you go on the inside, you can't live on anywhere but the equator. Right?
Why?
Do you get that?
Of course.
Cut the half.
How could I not? How could I not see that? How obvious?
What I wonder is, you know, you got the North Pole and the South Pole. If you just cut off those parts of the planet. Where's the North Pole and South Pole?
Wow, it just gets worse. It just progressively gets worse.
Oh boy,
how thick is the equator?
At least Wyatt's is in sarcasm. Spencer's is yours is legitimate.
Yeah, it's
this is a legitimate thought.
Yeah, it's a legitimate thought.
I told you
I
told you to say yes and move on.
I would have still said. I would have still told you about it.
Yeah, you've learned some things.
Whatever. You guys can't talk shit if you don't get it.
No, exactly. That's exactly my problem.
The issue is that if you scoop out the planet, there's like less and less mass in there. And then it's also going to like throw off, like if you scooped out like all the mass to like a half a kilometer crust around like of the Earth. So it's basically like it's a, let's say it's like a tennis ball, right? And then we're living on the inside of the tennis ball. That the mass of the Earth is now messed up. It's like, it's probably going to be like
wonky.
Yeah. It's going to be super wonky. Like probably like a 1,000th, a 1,000,000th of the you know what, not to mention that we'd probably drain the ocean somehow.
You should probably talk louder because I don't know if they're going to be able to hear you over the sound of me cringing.
Ooh.
Going back to that, like, there's a set point or not, I was just thinking, I guess the only way you'd be able to figure that out is if you built a small ring and put it in space, and then you made one that's slightly bigger, and you just kept going until you built a ring, and when you tried to set out on the inside, it didn't work. Or would you build a really big one and stand on the outside?
No, you could always stand on the... You can always stand... Whoa.
So you'd have to stand on the outside.
It's real tough with rings. It's real tough with rings.
I like how that you paused to think about that. It's like, in my model of the universe with my laws of physics, how does this function? How does this work? And then you go, this is good. I like what I've come up with. I like my answer to this question.
University educations.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm glad I could speculate that with you guys, whether you are too much of a simpleton to understand it or not.
I'm sorry.
Oh, so God. how was your week? I'm going to ask Noah first, just like so you can show Wyatt the real example, because Wyatt has a little bit of a tendency to tell really, really boring stories.
Yeah. And then I always forget to ask you how your week is. And like, the only reason you ask me how my week is is just I'll ask you. And
the reciprocal. How's my week?
To ask him how his was.
Yeah, keep it exciting.
My life basically just consists of the repetition between school and work. That's it. I don't do anything else. You're the only person that I talk to.
Do you eat?
I mean,
how's your healthy eating going?
Okay.
Oh, did you give up on that?
No, I didn't give up on it. Do you want me to explain what my?
I want you
okay.
to.
Okay. So, I'll tell a story. So,
podcast hijacked.
No, it's well, he invited me here. Whatever, it's better. We'll rename it. It'll be the Noah Koster podcast from now on, even after I leave. So basically, I found out through a biology lab that I did that I am not high risk, but I am very high risk to contract diabetes. I want to reiterate that point. Not high risk, very high risk. So I decided, I don't want that. I don't want diabetes. I'm going to do something about it.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, because like everybody in my family has it.
What?
And everybody's fat in my family. Everybody gets fat.
And you just eat
your
like
dogs?
Shit.
And I eat like shit, yeah. Even my, shut up.
What?
So, yeah, and I eat like shit.
Dogs
in fact, I mentioned this to somebody and she... I mentioned how much fast food that I eat, and she said, oh, I'm pretty bad too. I eat like probably 10 times a week. I said, okay, 21 meals in a week, right? 3 meals a day? She goes, yeah. I'm like, at least 18 of those are fast food for me.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's, yeah.
It's only that, but like 18, let's say like $7 meals.
10. It's about
serious?
10. God. Yeah. It's yeah. Oh. I know.
I'm glad you didn't go to McDonald's on the way here.
It's insane.
Yeah, you ate my food.
Yeah. Sometimes it's what, no, I'll get to that. So yeah, it's bad. And the other thing is that, it's all it's like drive-thrus. And so my car just looks like a landfill half the time. It's actually good right now. It's actually really good right now.
Okay. So like 80%.
But I had a fruit fly problem for a while, which like I had to clean it out. Yeah. Contained within my car.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. So it's gone now. It's all dealt with now.
Is that why you clean it?
Like,
yeah, it was bad. Like, I would open the door and it would fly out of the
way. My God.
Oh, yeah. And it just kept...
It would just, like, travel around with you. Like, that's how... Like, you're like the taxi service.
Yeah, basically.
You know?
So that was pretty awful.
Did you start to name them?
No, I never started to name them. Mm.
Too bad.
Why would?
Missed opportunity.
So I decided I'm going to start eating healthy. I'm going to do it for as cheaply as I possibly can. That's why Spencer was asking me if I gave up. And I haven't. The problem is like I'm trying to eat like zero, just absolutely zero fast food. And the issue is that like I'll cook something, but I cook it in such abundance that I can eat it for like,
you know,
3 or 4 days. The last thing that I cooked did not carry over well. I put it in the fridge and I ate it. I was like, this is awful. I'm gonna die if I eat this.
Ooh.
So I've been eating fast food for like the past 2 days now.
Here's the thing.
In transition.
You just got to make it 2 weeks without eating fast food. Stop having the cravings.
But I don't have the craving. It's just a convenience thing. Mm. It's just like I'm hungry. Mm. I can go to McDonald's and get myself a fucking McDouble.
Yeah, the convenience is never there for me.
You could go out to the orchard in the back, pick up an apple,
and eat it on the podcast. And eat it on the podcast.
Maybe see a squirrel on the way back to your car.
Oh, delightful.
What kind of place do you live in, Wyatt?
The woods.
Like way out in the woods?
The woods.
No, not that far.
In like a teepee and your own garden in the back. Oh, it's just.
I mean, like I maybe had a dream like that.
The only reason why you don't eat fast food is because there's just nowhere literally near you, and you don't have a car.
You moved to Qualicum. They don't have fast food chains there.
Really?
Just moved to Qualicum.
Problem good solved. On them. Yeah, then you just buy the only, more expensive, food just, yeah, a little foods. Slow, a little bit faster food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Medium speed food.
Yeah, it's going good though. You know, stuff's good. It tastes better than McDonald's burgers do. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So.
I'll give you my chicken and rice recipe.
I don't want your chicken and rice recipe. I am trying to be a little more complex than that.
What?
If so,
you've
so,
had my chicken and rice?
Oh my god.
How was
I
it?
I did have it. It was pretty good.
It was pretty
I'm sure
good.
It's great, but you must eat between that and like peanut butter and honey sandwiches, you must eat nothing except those two things.
Tortellini.
Oh yeah. Okay, tortellini.
Every once in a while I go crazy and make some
egg bagels.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I know you. I know. Okay.
And then I'm really lucky because like my parents like to cook, and so they cook for
my. Like, I don't think that. Cause, so do you like sit down and have dinner with your family mm-hmm. now and then?
Yeah.
I don't think that I've sat down and had dinner with my family in probably over 4 years.
Do you know what you should do?
Four?
You should cook them a dinner.
Yeah.
No thanks.
You should invite your sister from Victoria, cook them a very nice dinner. You know, you have like some coconut rice with some nice
chicken.
Lemon. No. Some this nice lemon salmon.
Okay.
Or maybe not, and just like, you know, have it really nice, like tinfoiled up, and then serve it to him with a little bit of basil on it.
You're misinterpreting what I'm saying. I'm not
sorry,
saying
I've
that's a bad thing. I'm not sad about that.
Okay, how about this?
Heartache.
I'll make dinner for you guys, and then I'll be there.
No, thanks.
You guys are really missing out on the nice little kneecaps Spencer's giving.
Oh, yeah. I guess it happens kind of, like he does it. I don't know. I'd say once every time I see you, I got a knee tap.
Oh, a knee tap?
A little knee tap. I guess it just kind of goes without noticing now.
It goes, it brings people together.
It
links brains.
So I'm going to say when he tries to kind of like share information, but like in a friendly, intimate way, he does a gentle little two knee tap. Just like tap, tap. Right?
It's and
he
said, you do it.
But is, yeah, because I'm not him.
Yeah.
It's a very, I don't want to say, gay.
No, it's fine.
It's like a friendly intimacy, and he's trying to share something with you.
It's nice.
It's weird, is what it is.
It's not bad.
It's strange.
It's weird
when
you do it. I feel weird right now.
Yeah, it is. It felt weird when I did it.
You want me to do it to you?
No, thank you.
You just got
to. I mean, you may as well.
You guys just got to do it more for comfort.
I feel weird doing it.
It's you just have such a childish innocence about you
that's nice.
That it's just different than if wider I do.
That's really nice of you to say.
This is no longer.
Well, that wasn't necessarily meant as a compliment. Oh, he did it. He just did it when he said thank you. All right. Well, that's interesting.
Why you got any quips for us? Any?
No, I'm good, actually. This is
why it's just along for the ride.
I feel like that was actually a very entertaining story, Noah.
How many of you guys noticed that he actually got up and left? I'm sorry, I say how many of you guys. How many did you notice that he got up and left?
No.
That was a joke. He didn't leave.
Yeah.
Could have. We're too tightly squeezed in here. One person cannot leave without the other person.
Without
like, everyone like, be like,
all kinds of noise. Yeah, it's like, pretty tightly packed in here.
Farthest from the door, and I'm starting to wonder if that's on purpose.
So just trying to box him in here. That's the only reason I'm here.
You're going to have to get through two people, Wyatt, to leave.
No, that's okay. I like being here. How was my week? Great. Very busy.
That's how Spencer feels when nobody asks you. nobody asks him.
I'm not very good at this.
So... I haven't talked to you in probably, I think the last time I talked to you was when this podcast started. I was here and we kind of had like a word in transition, like as I was leaving. I think that's the last time I talked to you. So enlighten me as to what's going on in your life. Because I spoke to you, you were in Victoria going to school for marine biology.
No,
keep it exciting, Wyatt.
That.
Keep it exciting.
My life
we can
is
do
exciting.
It. I can make your life exciting. Make it exciting for me.
My life is exciting.
Just because I seriously have no idea what you're doing. I know that you're going to school here.
We spoke at that party, though.
Which party?
See, you don't remember.
Oh, I'm sorry. Attention.
That's fine.
God, you're so selfish.
Shut up.
Shut your trap.
I'm so goddamn caring.
Gosh darn.
All right, we'll shut up and let Wyatt
tell us about his life.
My life since then. I've told you about adventure guiding.
You have not told me, but I've heard through others that is what you're doing.
Ah, wow. Really? We're good.
Get that smile off your face.
I'm just so proud of him.
Oh, thanks.
Let's hear it, Wyatt.
For adventure
See,
guiding?
That wasn't weird. That was just fine. It was normal.
Another knee tap for...
Yeah. yeah. It's basically get all your certifications, all your know-how and know-whats and know-its about, you know, how to be a wilderness guide.
So what kind of, like kayaking or just like in the hiking?
Sea kayaking, you get level 1 and level 2, sailing, canoeing.
That's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but that's just like, those are kind of more in depth.
Yeah.
A lot of it's like radio, wilderness first aid, that kind of junk.
So what are you going to do with that? Where are you going to go?
I'm working up the mountain right now.
Yeah?
Which is cool.
Related to that or?
I have a snowshoe guiding job.
Oh, that's neat.
So I go around for a couple hours in the night with a group of people that are strangers and I show them the moon and the stars.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're all jealous.
What a fun job. You probably get paid more for that than like on average. Like no. For no?
I get paid the same as I get at my other job at the mountain, which
is it's just way better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just like, I can't believe they're paying.
Do you have to have some kind of wilderness thing for that? Like experience in that to be a snowshoe guide?
I mean, I'm taking my program, but I think...
So if I like, if there was just a sea of applicants and nobody had that and like I went and applied... It's just kind of like
you went and applied,
but
okay. Ooh, that Noah Coster. Well, I don't know if he's ever been up to the mountain.
Yeah,
before.
fuck that guy. Fucking hate that guy.
Oh my god.
Okay,
that was just I can't even. What would I even say to repair that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's an exciting one. There's no tours or anything like that. Like you couldn't get any shifts during the week, could you?
I could. I can move over straight over to Raven Lodge probably and work there instead of at the cafeteria.
What do you mean?
I could probably just switch jobs because I know the guy now. What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What?
You're just saying, what do you mean? I mean, like, I can
talking
move.
About snowshoeing.
Yeah, they have snowshoe
tours during the week.
They don't do snowshoe fondue during the week. But okay. They have people who rent snowshoes all the
snowshoe time. Fondue, is it called?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool. Fondue at you the should end? Come do it, Noah.
There's actually fondue involved?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's like neato. An hour and a half snowshoeing, hour and a half fondue eating.
Yeah, well, if something comes up, you got to tell them about me. And you got to, like, build me up to be more than I am, and then get me a job.
That's going to be tough, because ooh, you're already pretty
man, this guy is so good at science. It's unbelievable, the plane of which he thinks.
What? I would definitely go snowshoeing. That's science.
That's, no, but that's him.
Spencer?
You got to sell the fact that his mind is just on a different level
it's
than the rest of us plebeians.
It's insane.
We're like this. Spencer's like this.
Oh, God, it's just crazy. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
You're like three times closer than either of us. You're getting into it. Getting into the radio
The reason that I got so close like this is because that was just like a little aside for the viewer.
Oh, yeah?
I say viewer on purpose.
It's a little side fact.
The viewer.
I think Noah's really enjoying this.
That he just thinks on such a different level. That's not sarcasm. I'm totally serious.
On a little side note for me, I'm going to be doing this podcast alone for now on.
With me too.
I gotta milk my time while I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. No, we as a guest, we set you up with a couple tasks. One of which was some ideas on improving the podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
You're gonna love this.
I'm glad because so far it's just been me doing it, and whenever I ask Wyatt about literally anything, he says, "Yeah, it's good."
Okay. Here's
or if it's a dialogue, yeah, it's funny.
All right. Here's the problem.
Is it really Wyatt? Yeah, it's funny. What do you think could be good about it? Man, I don't know. What can I improve, Wyatt? Oh, I don't. Man, it was good.
So do you have some too? Is it just me?
It's just you.
Okay. Which one do I start with?
The first one.
Yep.
The one on the top of the list.
Let's hear it.
No, that's not a good one to start with. Okay, so number one is turn off the microphone so nobody has to listen to the podcast.
Huh? Interesting podcast. Quit
the problem
there.
I see with that one
but,
is that...
I have an issue because how would we upload it?
You wouldn't. That's the point. Well. So that's number one. Number two is, you know how people on YouTube do like unboxing videos?
Yeah.
And they like film themselves unboxing stuff? Do that, but only like describe it. Just like audio only version of unboxing videos.
Oh, I really like that. Did you guys know that the highest earning YouTuber is an unboxer?
For like really? Disney stuff. Yeah,
it's like this Disney girl.
Crazy, eh?
Oh, she makes so much money.
What does she unbox?
Disney stuff. We just said that.
Like toys.
It's like Disney it's like Disney specific toys.
Yeah,
though,
like toys.
It? Okay, well.
Who watches that junk?
I don't know. But highest
millions
earning, that's crazy.
Yeah, like $5 million a year.
That's, it's stupid.
It's like winning the lottery every 6 months.
Sure is.
Okay. Stop talking about trains. That I want to hit that one home. that the first thing when I got in here they had me do is research trains.
Well, we were on a tight schedule, you know, we couldn't butter you up much.
Yeah.
We had to get right to
it. Yeah, research trains. I listened, like I said, to about the first five episodes of this podcast. That was my least favorite part. Every time was the train.
Man, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to keep an open mind with your ideas here. You know, I'm going to leave it to the side. You know, you just do. I very much appreciate whatever it is that you decide to bring to this podcast and what to improve it. Oh. Personally, you know, what you personally think as a personal listener.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Okay, here's the next one. Upload the podcast to YouTube at 1080p, even though it's audio only.
Hey. Ooh,
yeah, did you hear that?
Is that a joke?
And it's not only audio, there is visual as well.
There's a still image.
No.
But it has to render every single frame of that of that still image.
You know what that's going to do for the podcast? Is people are going to come in and go, wow, this is a 1080p? Like, we have to listen to this mentally handicapped kid's podcast just to support him. Because that's the only way anyone would do that.
Shit. This is some serious shit that's on right now. But did you know that I attempted to, because I uploaded them...
I thought you did.
No, that's right. I did.
That was the whole joke.
That's right. I did upload them in 1080p.
Oh, so you
know
these are supposed to be jokes?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't know that
was a joke.
and then, the one of my ways to improve the podcast was to upload it in 1440p. I then spent an absurd amount of time figuring out how to do that and then executing it. And because it was 1440p, it took way longer to render and way longer to upload to YouTube. By the end of it, you know, I wasn't working out the entire time. I was passively waiting for it to upload. It probably took like three and a half hours.
Not to mention the time it would take to explain to me what 4040p meant.
1440.
Yeah, that.
And then once it finally uploaded to YouTube, I was like, yeah, it's good. I went to it. It uploaded in 240p.
What?
240p.
In 3 hours?
Yeah. I have no idea how. Anyway, go check it out. It's actually funny on the YouTube... Whatever. Go ahead.
Next one.
So this is kind of a legitimate one. Have either of you... Obviously, you haven't. Have you ever done acid, Wyatt?
No.
No? Give me a wink. Give me a wink if you've actually done it.
I actually have.
You guys need to do acid right before you start. Wait for it to kick in and then do the podcast.
Ooh.
I've never done acid myself. However, I play on a hockey team where they will have a water bottle that has acid mixed in with the water, and they seem to play better.
Wow.
So that could really, you know, up the quality of the podcast.
Wowzers. That was actually one of that was one of the first ideas on how to improve it was to take hallucinogens.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Uh-huh. We didn't specify. Do you know what I learned recently?
Yeah.
I was talking to some friends that went to some dance, singing, DJ
party
events, but like the big ones. They're called
festivals,
music festivals, and stuff like that. Like Squamish Fest. What's the
Shambhala?
Molly. That's the one I'm thinking of. The drug everyone's taking now, Molly, right?
Yeah.
I learned a little bit about it, and it just sounds really happy. Like everyone's just like really happy all the time when they take it. What I learned was that when you take Molly, it releases the dopamine that you have stored up for like the next few days.
Really?
And so that releases and you're super happy. And then when it runs off, you have no more dopamine in your system. So you're super depressed.
You're
right?
Done for
and so then you go
days.
and then you go and take more of this Molly, and it releases more dopamine, and then it makes you happier. And then it just releases more over the next few days, and it just makes you really sad, and it just makes you really crave and like follow the next hit. And that just saddens me. Like, I couldn't.
It's pretty crazy.
Like, isn't that so stupid? I get it. I get why people take it. And if they take it at music festivals, they're going to have a really great time for that one time, for that one night. But then the day after, it's just like you're literally taking happiness away from the day after.
It's like,
doesn't
you know.
That sound crazy?
But the way that I think about this is like, say, you know, when you play a video game and you have like points to allocate to certain attributes?
Yep.
It's just like you're taking all the happy points from one day and just putting them all in.
I need this right now. I need this right now.
I like really need to upgrade my strength, and so you take all of them from speed or whatever.
Yeah, that's sort of what it's like.
Yeah,
and again, like I get why people do it, and like people would take it at festivals and stuff like that. I totally get that. But then there's the people who take it consistently because they're always chasing the happy feeling when they're just taking it away from the day after.
Dopamine shortage.
Exactly, Wyatt.
I have one more.
All right.
This last one. Actually, this one you can kind of stretch a little bit into your everyday life, Spencer. Is never, ever, ever. See where this is going? Never, ever, ever do that goddamn Morgan Freeman impression ever again.
Oh,
really good though.
Don't worry, I'll practice it, and then I'll come back.
Nope, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. Don't need to practice. Practice isn't the problem. Practice is not the problem.
I think it is.
It's not. I'm telling you right now. It's not.
Let's hear it right now.
Let's not.
Depending on what the viewers say next week.
The viewer. One viewer, if that.
This is exciting, because I'm going to jump straight into our trains. And guess what? I have a poem for us.
Oh, okay.
That I'm going to read in my Morgan Freeman voice.
Oh, boy.
Perfect. Perfect.
That's funny. I was going to get a train poem, and I'm wondering if this happens to be the same one that I was going to do.
These are so like.
I don't know. This one's actually like fairly serious. Just give me a second. Shut up. I got to get in the goddamn zone, okay?
So you want silence in your podcast is what you're saying?
That was one of our ways to improve the podcast.
You're right. All right. Fair enough.
Just give me a second to get in the Morgan Freeman zone, please.
Think about stately things.
It's good because I'm a little bit ill right now, and so I think I could get my voice right down. Okay.
Sometimes.
That white sun. It was late getting away. Not till about 1:20 on the sunlit Saturday. Did my 3/4 empty train pull up? All windows down, all cushions hot, all sense of being in a hurry gone. We ran behind the barracks of the house, backs of the house, excuse me, crossed a street of a building, windscreens smelt the fish docks, thence the river's level drifting beneath again where skies in Lincolnshire and water meet. Thank you. Thank you, Wyatt. I think it started to get away. That was a great poem. Spoken by Morgan himself.
Thanks, Morgan.
Can you do any impressions, Wyatt? You have any good celebrity impressions?
I can do redneck.
Celebrity.
Mark Riddleback.
Mark Riddleback.
But you know. You know. And that could be like some kind of cowboy.
You sound like Larry the Cable Guy. Is what that sounds like. A little bit.
What about you? Cooster.
Any for you?
Impression. The only impressions I could do is when I sing in the car, I try as hard as I can to get my voice to be as close to the person. I can do a half decent Eric Idle, but you guys, do you know who that is?
No.
It's the guy from Monty Python. One of them.
Oh, I didn't even know he did songs.
When he sings, like, always look on the bright side, you know?
Always, yep.
And then Louis Armstrong, I can do a decent Louis Armstrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You got to take a second, though, because I got to get, like, the spit in the back of my throat, and it kind of gurgles deeply, and that's how the sound happens. I'm not going to do it.
I can't even think of a Louis Armstrong song.
What a wonderful world.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
And I speak to myself, what a wonderful world.
No, it's like raspier and deeper than that. Anyways.
Oh, what was one that, because I do that sometimes with like a, what was I close to? It was like the.
I didn't need it anymore.
You can't just throw your garbage in there.
Literally
folds up his list.
I tried to put it on my phone, and I missed. That's Johnny Cash, I think.
And it burns. The ring of fire. What are you looking at?
I listen to Johnny Cash's songs. He doesn't even sing a lot of the time. He just kind of talks.
Oh, yeah. He's just got a nice speaking voice. Okay, I read my nice train poem. Let's talk here. Chugga, 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 chugga,
chugga,
chugga, chugga. Here we are. We arrived at the station. What do you got for us?
So, okay, the first thing that I want to say is, like I said, when I came in here, they had me look up trains. First thing that I go to look up is because I'm like, okay, they're going to have looked up a lot of train facts already. So I'm going to get something creative, right? Something that they wouldn't have done before. First thing I look up, train fetish. That was a purple link. Already looked that one
now,
up.
Debatable.
Now, it was debatable that it was looked up because you're a little bit colorblind.
Yeah.
I'm not colorblind.
You're a little bit colorblind. Wyatt even went in and you said, what color is that? He said blue.
And you were like,
no.
Like this monitor is shitty. Now, not to say we didn't look it up,
Because we did.
Because we look when me and Wyatt looked it up together, we looked up train porn.
That was my very next search.
Not what you'd expect.
My very next search was train porn. That was purple
too.
Now
we're just trying to. Now people question us when they say that we know everything about trains, and we need to be train experts.
Who questions you?
We just
all
our
viewers. A lot of haters.
All the viewers.
Yeah.
All your hate mail that you
get. We have an email address.
Do you even realize we had 10,000 pre-subs? Can you imagine?
Did you know
that?
Yeah.
Like people.
I remember that.
And so we have to cover every section of trains. Yeah. And so when the week that me and Wyatt researched trains together, we were really exploring the genre, and there's no notable train porn.
Nothing to talk about, so we didn't talk about it.
So then after that, the next thing that I looked up was the train to Auschwitz, and that was purple. And Spencer denied that he looked that up. It was Wyatt that said he remembered looking that up.
Wait, so, I looked up World War II trains.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Because there was Auschwitz in the purple lake.
Wyatt.
I don't remember this.
You said you did. You're a liar.
Look, we're trying to cover everything about trains.
So what I did, kind of neat fact, is eventually I got bored and I started looking up ridiculous things. And one of those things was flying trains. Now, this is an idea that people seem to have. Where you guys know like the planes Sky that are train? Like really flat, the planes that are really flat.
The B-2 bombers?
I think they're called stealth bombers.
Yeah, the B-2 bombers. Yeah. No, sorry.
Like
the B-2 bombers are the ones that drop.
They look like a boomerang, yeah. You got
them. Yeah, those are the black. No. I'm all over the place.
Black Hawk down.
I think they're the U-2 bombers. There. That's what I'm going to go with.
Anyways, bombers? Those really flat planes. Basically, it's one of those, and it goes, and the trains attach to the bottom, the cars, and it picks it up and flies away. Flies from London to New York.
Are you serious?
Can't make this up.
You could.
Flying trains. I guess I could. You can go check the link's purple. If you Google flying trains, the first thing. There's a picture of the concept, and it's basically like if you took...
I just don't think you're an authority.
It looked like
it's purple or blue.
Yeah, you know.
I just don't think you know.
But you agreed it was a little ambiguous.
A little bit.
But basically, it looked like one of those planes, and it was just had three submarines attached to the bottom of it. And then it flies away and then attaches those to the rail. And the example I gave was from flies to London to New York. They attach to the rail in New York, and then they just go as regular trains.
This is the B-2 bomber. Now, I thought the B-2 was the one that dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which I think those are B-2s as well. I'm going to look it up.
No, because those are planes that looked like planes.
Oh, I'm 100% talking planes right now.
No, but I mean...
I care.
The B-2 bomber doesn't look like a plane. It looks like a disc.
Invite Noah onto the podcast for 1 week. We start talking about planes instead of
trains. Instead of trains.
This is a disaster.
Welcome to the Noah Koster Show, where we talk about planes instead of trains.
Holy... God, it's like $737 million to make one of those. In 1997, what kind of technology could they have possibly had that's expensive?
In 1997?
Yeah.
Computers.
Yeah, computers. In 1997?
Barely. I bet they had like...
This is the great scientific mind of Spencer
Hay. I bet they had like... two people in each engine that were like on bicycles that are turning propellers.
It's just run by 737 million hamsters at a dollar a piece running on their little wheels.
Yeah, you got a lot of hamster power in there.
That's all that the plane is.
I mean,
737 million
those were like
hamsters.
Made like a year after we were born.
Yeah.
So I mean, how advanced could it have really been when it's only been a year since the world's greatest minds have come into the world?
Yeah.
So how good can it really be?
I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want my mind to be compared to yours.
No, you're already part of it.
You came on the podcast, so.
Yeah, I guess I did, didn't I?
You know
it.
Look
up your name on the internet.
So do you keep track somewhere of like how
sure.
long
Sure. Sure.
What time did we start? 3:45, right?
We started.
Yeah, at a time.
Look, it's right there. You can see our timestamp of how far through we are.
So actually kind of
wow. 40 minutes have passed.
Yeah, time flies.
Time flies.
Like people say, an hour? And they say just like that, right? Yeah. An hour? You guys talk for an hour? I can't talk to anybody for an hour. Me and Wyatt manage, or more specifically,
we manage.
I manage.
The podcast is like 50 minutes of Spencer Hay, 2 minutes of Wyatt, and 8 minutes of silence.
Yeah. You're just like going like, blah, 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 and like, what? What do you think of that?
Ugh. I have no thoughts.
I have no thoughts. One of my favorite things that Wyatt does is...
of all the time that Wyatt spends speaking, it's like 50% of it is just transitional silence.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite things that the Wyatt does is like, for example, I'll be like, so I'm trying to think up things to invent to revolutionize the world. Do you have anything, Wyatt? And he goes, oh, yeah, for sure. And I say, what is it? And he goes...
I give you the eyebrows.
And he tells me, and he gives me the eyebrows saying, get me out of this. I don't actually have anything.
So you guys have a signal for like, I just told a lie. I need to change the subject.
It's yeah, why it's eyebrows. Like panicked eyes. Like,
To be fair, that was a hefty subject to drop on somebody that's never thought about.
I'm
like,
just giving that as an example.
Like 3 sentences or less, 30 seconds. How do you revolutionize the world? Go.
Boom. Healthcare. And then women. You got to get a
And then you gotta get the
women in there.
Just give me the eyebrows, man. No, we don't have time.
Healthcare and the women.
Healthcare and the women.
Wow. Neither of which actually exists.
What?
In Spencer Hayes' model of the universe, healthcare and women are how you revolutionize society.
Well, you gotta bring something new.
That's good.
How would you do it?
The fuck if I know? I just said that's
freak if I know. God.
How would I revolutionize the world? We're talking like I'm emperor of the world. What do I do to make it better?
Yeah.
Number one, cancel this podcast.
Saying that the world, all of our no viewers, will do better. You're saying that nobody who's affected by this podcast
that's the number one
will
thing
do better without this podcast, which they know nothing about and I've never heard.
That's the number one thing to improve.
Wars will end.
Life on Earth.
Droughts will cease to be.
It'll rain.
World hunger will be solved.
You think
because this podcast that nobody listens to.
This podcast literally has no purpose other than making me and Wyatt happy.
Yeah.
And mainly just Spencer.
Are we ever happy?
There's a knee tap right there. It's strange to think about that we're talking right now to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to nobody.
Yeah, and
except for if someone does happen to stumble upon this in like YouTube in like 50 years, we're talking to you. Hey, ooh. Hey, Steve.
Steve's
probably
bitch.
Not Steve. People probably aren't even called Steve.
But what if it was? How freaked out would Steve be?
People aren't even going to be called Steve in 50 years.
Yeah, there's some weird names going on.
Called, like, Glark
just like Vic. Just working at the Broken Spoke, there's names that don't make sense in my mind to name kids, but it's just so consistent now that of these different names that I can see how those names could become more normal. Like the ones at the top of my head, my owner's. The owner of the Broken Spoke, his two kids are Lily and Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And then there's Oliver. That's pretty normal. There's Briar. There's Sonny, who's a guy.
Sonny's not that abnormal.
As a guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't know one person named Sonny.
No, we don't. But I wouldn't say that's abnormal.
Neither
at all.
Is like Oliver or Rose. But it's just like consistently so many of these people.
They're different.
Oh, and I can't really think of some of the good ones. There's a really good one where it was spelt, and this is just what my owner said. The owner of the Broken Spoke, he showed me this name, and he said that he met somebody with a kid with this name, and it was spelt L-A-A, right? So L-A-A. How do you think you pronounce that?
La-A.
It is spelt Ladasha. It is pronounced Ladasha. Oh,
that is the fucking stupidest thing.
Hey.
This entire podcast.
Freaking stupidest.
Shut up.
That includes the whole science bit at the beginning with entering the middle of Earth.
Like my hypothetical scenario, which I enjoy thinking about, is stupid.
All right, you two.
And Ladasha.
All right.
And Ladasha is still the stupidest thing.
Shut up.
We've heard the whole time.
All right. You guys never even asked me what I would do to improve the planet.
God, what would you do?
What would you do? You gave us the eyebrows. I'm glad I know what those look like now.
More sunflowers.
Yeah. It's just
number one thing.
It's just renewable energy. It's basically what it is.
Yeah.
More sunflowers.
So. Like we got more sunflowers. We gotta be just like, plant them everywhere.
We gotta be like the Swedes or the Norwegians.
We'll just have spits all the time.
Have just like a
no
ton
more food.
Of...
No more food.
You wouldn't eat them. You just
yeah,
have
you
them
eat
to
the
look at.
You just eat the sunflowers.
No, you just have them to look at.
World hunger is solved right there.
They're called spits, but you can eat them.
Yellow is a happy color. People see yellow, they're happy.
Okay.
Orange is a hungry color.
Green is a green color.
Blue is a happy color.
All right.
No, that's yellow.
Well, what did you say in the beginning?
Yellow is a happy color.
Okay.
And then you said orange is a hungry color, and then I said green's a green color, and then you said blue's a happy
glad
color.
Glad we recapped that. It's not like we had it on audio or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of names,
this guy.
So what? I'm trying to make things.
No, it's good.
I'm trying to make things go forward.
Why it's just so surprised?
Yeah. Why it's like wow? Am I just bad, or do other people know what they're doing?
God, he's stepping me up right now.
I'm happy. This is good.
Speaking of names, so I've been thinking about changing my name. But like not now, but like in the future, you know, when I like go to school and then don't tell anybody where I'm going,
I'm gonna find it.
I heard about this. This is yours.
Yeah, this is that's not a lie.
A mutual friend told me about it.
Who is that mutual friend?
Well, yeah, you've just like told me. And I told why because I said I'm gonna find you.
Yeah, cause, so basically, I decided that when I after school, I'm not gonna tell anybody where I'm going. Spencer insists that he'll figure it out.
Well, I will.
Sure, you will.
I will.
Sure, you will.
I will.
Sure, you will.
No, I will.
But they'll put all the genius power behind.
You're not even going to tell your family?
Well, I mean, I guess they might have to know. But if it's avoidable. Anyways, so then I would have to change my name. And now that I think about it, I was going to share with you guys some of my ideas for that. Mm-hmm. That's probably not a good plan if I'm going to change my name.
Sure, you could throw one of the side ideas.
I suppose I could. I mean, you know, I could change it
to
anything.
The rank two names.
The rank two names. Because I change it to something cool, you know, something hip, as the kids say.
If I was to change your name, no way, so I really like the last name Jenkins. I think that's very...
You think that's good for me?
Yeah, yeah. And then first name Leroy.
I like that. I like that. Maximilian was one that I was thinking of.
Maximilian?
No, Maximilian.
Oh, God.
But you would abbreviate it to Max. Obviously.
Oh, but your first full name would be Maximilian?
Yeah, but you'd say Max. But like on your driver's license, it would say Maximilian.
Good luck, Noah.
You're
That's
a lottery.
All I can say. Just good luck.
I'm what? Did you say I'm a lottery?
Yeah, Maximilian.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah.
You never heard? That's not an uncommon name.
Maximilian
is. Yeah, it is.
It's not that uncommon.
It'd be cool if your name was Max, last name Similian.
Well, that makes no sense.
Yeah, Maximilian.
Also, woo! I've also started lately introducing myself not by my first name but by my last name, which is like most people. Most people, anyways, call me by my last name. Neither of you actually do.
No.
But
because we knew you before we knew the other Noah.
The other, yeah, okay. Oh, right. You mean Noah? Okay, I see what you mean.
But like Brady calls you Coster.
Yeah, most people do. Most people call me Coster. My anybody I play hockey with calls me Coster.
Started in grade 8 though.
Is that when I started?
When Noah showed up?
Everyone called you Noah until Coster school.
I actually prefer it, frankly. Yeah, I guess when there was a second Noah in high school, people started calling me by my last name, which is, you know, it's fine. I've started introducing myself as Coster now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people say, that's your name is... Do they... Are they suspect of it?
Well, I haven't done it yet to anybody, per se.
Oh, so what you're saying...
but I've made the decision.
Not, so you haven't done it yet.
I have made the executive...
You have no research to follow this
I've decided that I'm going to.
So you're starting...
Yeah, I've decided that I've, you know, when
you
people from now on, and when I introduce myself, I'm going to introduce myself as Coster.
You got to work on your words.
No, it's fine.
Got to work on that lying.
Nah, it's fine. It's not a lie. It was true.
It's not.
Sure. Well, if I was lying, I wouldn't have admitted that I hadn't done it to anybody.
What?
You should say, like, Coster.
Confused me.
No, Coster.
No, I just agree with him.
No, because that's ripping off James Bond.
Fine. Say Coster. First name Noah. Last name Coster.
Noah Which Coster. Is much better
no,
than just saying.
Just Coster. Coster. Just Coster's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a friend named Foster.
First name?
Mm-hmm. He's on the Canadian junior rugby team. So that's pretty cool. He graduated from Vanier, our age. Big guy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Rugby.
Could you imagine?
Yes.
I hate that statement right there. Like, what was it necessary at all to question Wyatt?
No,
You're just trying to force him into the eyebrows.
Give me that. What was
that? Mm-hmm. I already told you.
This whole podcast is just Wyatt standing trial. Spencer berates him with questions.
Yeah, Wyatt shows up and he's all sweaty. He's like, oh, God, what is he going to put me under blast sweaty today?
I'm happy to be here.
To be fair, it is sweaty in here. It's cramped. It's hot. There's three of us.
I haven't turned off the heater.
You haven't turned off the heater?
I did turn off the heater.
Oh, I am sweating right now.
Do you want a blanket?
No, thanks. That's the opposite of what I
think
like.
It's cool back here. And by cool... I mean, chili.
Maybe I'll go behind this one and you go behind that one and we'll let Noah
take
over.
Jam? You just have jam in
here? My grandma makes a lot of jam. All right. Now you're breaking the illusion that we're not actually in a super cool studio.
No, we're not. Didn't you explain this at some point? That you're in a room surrounded by comforters? By
blankets.
Blankets. Well, they call it blanket talk. It's not a comforter talk.
This is a comforter, is it not? It's a comforter.
No, this is a blanket.
This is a comforter.
That's a comforter.
This is a blanket. This is a blanket. It's like the thing that goes in your bed.
Don't swear now, Noah.
Yeah, it's a. But yeah, I mean, this
I'm
comes
adding flavor
somewhere.
Is what I'm doing.
Look,
Wyatt.
Okay, you're taking whatever away. I must say that if I was to redo it, I wouldn't name the podcast Blanket Talk. I think I mentioned to you before what I would. It would have been Segmented Reality.
We'll get back to sure, Welcome yeah. to the Coster Show.
Oh, please.
The new name for Blanket Talk. Spencer, hey, you heard it himself.
The Noah Coster
You heard him say it. The Noah Coster Show.
How do you change the name of the podcast?
You said it. You said you didn't. But
I upload it.
Well, it's not like nobody. You could change the name.
Boom.
It doesn't change anything.
Tracks.
Yeah.
Nobody watches it anyways.
Oh, everybody watches it.
Sure.
There's people watching.
Everybody.
We are at least 500th in comedy
How?
In the world.
Really?
Yeah. No.
How many?
I mean, on Podomatic we are, which yeah. is like a really small segment of a large.
I bet you that.
With a name like that, though, you'd think it'd be pretty big.
That over time, there has been at least 100 podcasts that have been way worse than this.
Oh.
Way worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, there's got to be some...
We actually put thought into this.
Do you think there's ever... like?
I actually put thought into this.
Do you think
this,
there's ever been a podcast that's talked about molesting children?
It's not going to be this one, though.
It's not going to be this one.
Come on.
Because, like, that's one. There's one that's worse right now.
I bet you yes, but I... Upload it to the internet?
Let's move on.
I don't
let's
know.
Let's just move on.
I mean, do you mean in, like... In like
why did
you
invite this
first
guy?
Person, like,
I don't know, like
first person molestation.
Get some guests,
no,
talk about techniques.
No.
Talk about techniques.
No.
Oh my god,
how you get them?
No. We do not want to talk about this on the internet.
We're just speculating, Wyatt.
No, this is a terrible idea.
We're saying that is a podcast that is worse than this one.
No.
You're disagreeing?
I'm not biting.
You're saying it's better.
I'm taking my teeth out.
All right, we're reaching the end, so I actually do have a dialogue this week. Yes, I do. Thank you. This is the fifth week that would have been without a dialogue.
You just stopped doing it?
We had 3 week break.
Yeah, well, 2 week break.
And then 2 week we just didn't. No, and then there 1 week, and then 1 week that we just didn't do the podcast. It was. This is the dialogue for this week. I came up with it at work, I think. And then it's usually whenever I come up with my dialogues, like they're usually very short, right? Except for like the fish one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Even though I enjoyed doing that one.
Scary.
It wasn't scary, Wyatt.
I was afraid.
You know what's funny? I remember what I was doing in Planet Side while I was listening to that.
Nice, a little bit of deja vu.
Yeah. That sounds like the perfect way to listen to a podcast.
Is playing Planet Side and not
really
not absorbing
is,
it.
But sure.
Yeah. I've definitely listened to some songs and I can tell where I was playing video games.
Yeah.
I do that. Like when I used to listen to music.
And Fallout?
No, it was specifically The Force Awakened.
The Force Unleashed.
Uh-huh.
The Force Awakened is the new movie.
Yep.
No spoilers!
Why, you're getting like further and further away from the movie. You gotta go watch before something gets spoiled to you.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, Wyatt.
This is the worst person to tell.
Oh, Wyatt, come on.
I will leave.
Okay, so this is the dialogue for this week. Like I was going to say, I really come up with the ideas for the dialogue just by thinking of a punchline or like one specific whatever, right? And then I just build around that. And, you know, they usually turn out all right. So this is the first, here comes the dialogue. I wrote this one on an actual script writing software opposed to usually just doing it on Word. It was much faster and it actually required me to make a title. So I called this one. No, I'm not going to say that. No.
I won't read it. I just want to see it. What is
don't.
That? What is that?
Don't spoil this, Noah.
All right. So me...
I don't know what that said.
Meanwhile, I haven't recorded it yet, so we're going to read it to each other, but it will be there on the podcast.
Yes.
So here it comes.
Ready or not?
Here it comes.
Okay, here it goes.
Hey, I was actually just looking for you.
Oh, hey. How's the job going? Cutter still cutting?
Oh, let's see. Yep, still good.
Good stuff. So how you been enjoying the new job? I hope no one's giving you any trouble or anything like that.
Oh, no, everything's been good. I've just been meaning to ask you about something.
All right, yeah, let's hear it.
I know I'm still pretty new here, but I was wanting to take a bit of a trip pretty soon.
Like a vacation?
Yeah, that's another way to word it.
Yeah, we don't really give out vacation days.
What do you mean you don't give out vacation days? Since I've been here, I've seen like 3 people come and go.
Look, you seem like a nice kid, so I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Come on in nice and close.
Oh, what is it?
You see Tim over there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice anything new about him?
Well, he just got back from his vacation, so more tanned?
No. Watch. I'll wave to him. Watch his hand when he waves back. Hey, Tim!
Hey, Wyatt!
Holy shit, he's missing a finger!
That's right, baby. He's missing 2 on his left.
Is this place really that hazardous?
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. It was no accident.
What? What do you mean by that?
He cut his fingers off.
Why?
Because here's the secret. Corporate doesn't give out vacation time. Only workplace accident leave.
What?
Look. Look at my hand.
Shit, you're missing fingers too!
That's right. Look here. This finger's my Cuba trip. This one here, this is London. And this is Florida. I like to take one off every 2 years or so.
You're joking, right? Messing with a new guy or something?
Oh, far from it, my friend. Far from it. Watch this. Hey, Tim!
Yeah?
Good choice on the right ring finger there. Where'd it go?
It went to Hawaii!
Hawaii. It went to Hawaii. You get it?
Yeah, I get it. So it really does work?
Yep.
And it will get me the time off that I need?
Yep.
Do you just do it yourself, or...?
You can, if you're a veteran of the craft. But I can help you out for your first time. It feels just like a paper cut.
Okay, let's do it.
Awesome. So what you need to do is just place your finger of choice right here. Yep, right like that. Then I'll stand here with the button. And now it's best for you to look away and also not know when it's going to come.
How do I not know when it's going to come? My finger's literally on the chopping block right now.
Easy. You just stand here, chat for a bit, maybe 5 minutes, maybe half an hour. Whatever it takes to calm your nerves. Get you really relaxed. Then BAM! Push the button.
Oh, that actually sounds good. You guys really have figured this all out.
We sure did. We may be here for a while, so get comfortable. We like to tell stories to pass the time. So, me and my girlfriend, we're in Amsterdam, right? And I see this.
And we're back.
That's actually a really good idea. That's not sarcasm at all, actually. I thought that was a clever idea.
I'm so happy to get someone else in.
That's
besides
literally
Wyatt.
Exactly what I would say.
No.
He just said a good idea instead of good.
No, he said, I'm not joking here. You just say, oh, it's good.
I like how I have to clarify that sometimes because I am sarcastic so often. Mm. No, that was genuinely, though. I thought that was a clever idea.
Thank you.
Clever?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so, too. That's the second time that me and Wyatt have read it together. I'm going to tweak a couple things. We're also going to work on a couple delivery lines with Wyatt here.
Actor in training.
Hopefully it'll work out. But yeah, it's nice because Wyatt usually just compliments me very broad.
It was good.
It was good.
That's literally what you said. It was
no,
a good.
No, he said he liked the idea. He said it was a good idea.
Yeah, well.
So, why have you ever had to do, like, class introductions and, like, you know, at the beginning of class and you go around in a circle and say something about yourself? Are you the kind of person that says, I'm nice?
No.
Are you that kind of person?
No. We have literally gone to school with each other. You guys even longer than, well, yeah. Me and Wyatt have gone through, since I showed up in the Valley, we've gone through every stage of school together. Yeah. From Punledge to Isfeld to Vanier to Isfeld. Graduated Isfeld. Me, you, Wyatt, and Brady.
Yeah.
Me, you, Lee, and Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
I forgot where we were.
What did you?
I'm not that guy. What I don't did you? Be like, I'm nice.
Like, hi, I'm Wyatt. Tell us something about yourself, Wyatt.
I'm nice.
I'm nice. And
that guy's a dweeb. I'm.
Let's kick his ass.
Arse. His arse. Please, no.
All the French immersion kids kicking another French immersion kid's ass.
That's a pretty rare one.
That's not really in the.
Not
in
something
the
script you see every
book.
Day.
No.
Yeah, but I'm glad to come back with the dialogues with that one. It's kind of like I never really. Whenever I sit down and I start writing a dialogue, it turns out fine, you know, but I can never really get behind it.
Hmm. So shit is what you're saying.
No, hey. No.
Shoot.
I'm pretty, what's the word? Amazing. So they usually turn out fine. Or as Wyatt says, no, it's good.
It's good. But that's what they all are.
And then the great ones come around.
You would prefer I said fine?
No, I'd rather you say what you really thought about it.
What if I have no thoughts?
What did you think about that dialogue there, Wyatt?
My honest opinion?
Yes.
It was an entertaining tidbit. I would listen to it and be like, oh, that was good.
So Wyatt is an emotionless psychopath, is what I've learned today.
Yeah.
What?
Like, for real,
is it? Do you just mimic human emotion? Or do you actually feel some of it?
Yeah,
or?
Do you actually have to try?
Yeah.
To be emotionless?
Do you have batteries? Do you have batteries somewhere?
Actually, no. I don't have batteries. I'm not a robot. You got monotone voice illness.
Another one of my favorite things that Wyatt did was he doesn't really listen to the podcast. Wyatt doesn't listen to the podcast.
That's my favorite running joke. Yeah, is that Wyatt doesn't want to be here and Spencer really wants him to be here. And Wyatt just refuses to give a shit about
no,
it.
No, I don't want Wyatt to be here. I need him to be here.
Yeah, he's a.
So what are you going to do when his mothership comes back from after he's done
studying
the human race?
Hopefully I'll be gone by then. Hopefully I'll be a goner.
I didn't really follow that until a couple seconds in. I'm an alien.
Your processor's a little slow?
Yeah.
A little bit old?
Yeah, it needs to be replaced. It's been 19 years since they dropped me off.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow. Odd drop-off point, hey?
No. 1996 was a good year.
No, I mean, like, Olympics. Location.
Oh. I don't know
We laugh and joke about it, but after this podcast is over, Wyatt's going home like, they've discovered the truth.
Garble, garble, wap, wap. Send reinforcements.
Yeah. We must annihilate the humans.
They know too much. What was I talking about? Can someone rewind this for a second? I knew it.
No.
What? Somebody explain to me what you just did.
I just pretended to rewind and he was like, I knew it.
Was that like a joke?
I can time control like I'm an alien.
No,
time control.
Yeah,
oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was like a running.
You got to keep up. It's a quick podcast.
the quips are quick.
You're supposed to be one of the great minds of the century. No.
Right. One of the 1996. Good year for science.
Yeah.
Our births and that
try
weird
to,
one that
try to stick with
wasn't really
two,
a natural
two births
birth.
And one drop off.
Yeah. All right. I think we've divulged far too much of my past.
Okay. That's okay.
We already know I have a mother. This.
A mothership?
You guys really want me to phase you?
That's funny. The phase joke. Good one.
Yeah.
Get it? Like being phased?
Like laser tag.
Like no, I mean like phased like emotionally.
You're overthinking.
Okay.
Why it's not that deep?
No,
so, Noah... you probably didn't get to Shallow this part puddle. Of the podcast, but at one point, I kind of just like explained to the void. That's what I call
the,
us,
the
that's
viewers.
That's what I call us throwing this podcast into the ocean that is the void.
How sad. How absolutely horrible.
That's
no, it's okay. Cause this, is what,
void.
This is what I'm going to explain it as.
What? So hang on. Wyatt has literally no reason to be here. Nobody listens to this. Even Spencer acknowledges nobody listens to this. Why does he want to be here? And Spencer's just like, it's for me and no one else.
Yeah.
You have to come, though.
So this is what I'm explaining right now.
Okay.
I explained it on one of the episodes, but like, there's a few reasons why I started the podcast and why we're still doing the podcast. Being popular is not one of them. Nor do I think it could be. I've listened to a lot of podcasts. This doesn't have that kind of format. We don't have that kind of longevity. It's not me, Wyatt. It's you.
It's me.
It's Wyatt.
I'm kidding.
No, he's not.
I admit it.
No, it's always a treat having Wyatt on. He tells me about his exciting weeks and whatever goes on.
Which is always
he's not a poison to this podcast at all.
But this podcast really helps in a couple ways. One, it has a scheduled way for me and Wyatt to hang out every week, yep. Whether it's like quickly or not. It usually works out pretty well.
Considering he doesn't answer text messages.
Literally have to go to his house and pick him up.
Yeah.
And then drop him off again.
It's a new adventure for him every week.
Two, I'm hoping to go into some form of digital communications, which is what I'm going to be going to in a university, which more than certain that I'm going to get into that.
10%.
And so this like really trains me and like, you know, putting out weekly content, whether we skipped 5 weeks or not, like whatever. I think we only skipped three.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's still.
So hang on. You actually did not do a podcast for 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Because I was in Alberta.
Oh, right. Okay. Right.
He was seeing the world.
Yeah.
I was seeing the world. And then it improves my writing skills for the dialogues. Like even this week. I don't know about the quality of it. But I started using actual scripting software, which was faster.
That's a step up.
Yeah. That was good.
And it looked good.
It did look good.
It looked professional. Send that one right off to Hollywood.
It's the same thing.
And then the next one is, and the next and the final one, which I think is really interesting, is I really love to go back on my old content. I love to go back and look at my old videos and all my old pictures and everything like that. And these podcasts really timestamp exactly what's going on in our lives, what's important in our lives, and what we were like at the time. Whether it's accurate or not, it's still going to represent it. And so I think that's going to be really interesting 5, 10, 20, 100 years in the future.
Yeah, it will be. Because, I mean, like...
I can tell you both that you will not be around in 100 years.
No, but, like, you know,
you
when
can't
I...
can't say that.
When Spencer's, I don't know, like...
travel.
You've already seen.
Yeah, I already
know I'm going to die.
Yeah, I know exactly.
But it'll be interesting when Spencer's, like, 35 and I've disappeared into the abyss.
Diabetes related.
It's interesting that you want to be that you want to be successful and you want to be like famous. Like if it comes up in magic, like we're gonna be able to find you if you succeed. Saying we're not gonna be able to find you because you're gonna fail. That's what you're saying.
But if I am
some confidence.
If I become a successful magician, which is a hobby of mine. For the void.
Oh my god. I just thought of something really funny.
Shut up until I'm done.
Hold on. I told my mom that you started doing magic when I told her that you were gonna be on the podcast this week. She's like, oh, like one in a million magicians become. It was funny at the time.
Oh yeah,
she sounds had lots funny. Of confidence. In
it
you.
Sounded like it's really funny for you at that time that you can't recollect anymore.
But if I ever become famous and make millions, you understand? I started doing magic like 3 years ago. This isn't like a new thing.
Yeah, I know. I just hadn't told her.
Okay. Well, interesting. Give her my card when we're done.
I will. she has work parties sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'm good for that. Look at this. Look at what's happened.
I'm good for networking. Work parties, too.
Anyways, yeah, so if I become a successful magician, I can pay to have you all assassinated, is what I'm trying to get at.
I'd be pretty impressed.
Not me.
But,
like, whoa, all this old friend group's just, like, really starting to...
Yeah, but, no, see, when I disappear, Spencer can look back and reminisce about the good times that he spent. This one, really,
podcast.
Really the only podcast that I'm on. But he can just reminisce about this one podcast.
Threat detected.
Yeah, but anything you want to say or timestamp?
Talk to future Noah.
You can just like generalize.
Noah
it.
The Great.
Like I can say, it's the beginning of 2016. I'm looking forward to 2016. I got a lot planned, and I'm really optimistic about it.
So I like your idea. If I talk to myself as if I'm successful in the future,
the fantastical, successful Noah magician, Cawthon. Noah Jetson.
I had my idea for my signature boxing trick 3 weeks ago.
You box?
If that ever becomes it's a magic trick. Wyatt, have some fucking faith. If that ever becomes a thing, that's
frickin' faith.
Yeah. So, you know, that I had that idea today. Bought a lab coat today for biology.
Nice.
You can on Amazon. Thanks, Wyatt. Thanks for letting me know. It is like $20. That's about all I got to timestamp. That's everything going on in my lab or in my life.
Pretty exciting. I kind of like that idea of speaking to yourself as if you're future you.
See what I was going for.
As if you're like future you. Hi, Spencer from the future. You're successful, so you can. So just like, don't work anymore. You know, you're already successful. Don't work anymore.
And you look great too.
And this also comes back to me, right? Like I'm sort of telling me that I'm speaking to future me, so I'm gonna be successful. So does that mean I can stop working?
Yep. Yep. You nailed it.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
See, I got all my bases covered because, like, if I got the lab coat for if I'm a doctor, and I got the magic trick if I'm a magician.
Show up, it's just like this shitty Amazon lab coat. No one can take you seriously.
Better than the North Island College lab coats. Those things are. Have you seen them, Wyatt? No. They're honestly napkins. They're napkins draped over you. Are the North Island College lab coats? They're $4.
They're
so shitty.
Sulfuric acid.
It's so shitty.
So there's certain laws around time loops and the butterfly effect, so I will not be participating in particular activity.
All right. Oh, guys, look.
Oh, one more thing.
Okay, nobody move. Look, right there. Do you see those creases? Looks Slider. Like a swastika.
No, what?
It does.
Stop.
No, nope, it like does.
The most offensive podcast we've had yet.
Look, okay, just because we talk about child molestation.
And Auschwitz.
And Noah, not to mention swearing.
Oh, shut up.
Now I've started swearing.
You're a fucking adult, Wyatt.
Fucking adult.
As the co-host.
It's a kids podcast.
As the co-host, why does not
it's a
happen.
Kids podcast and nobody listens to it. Not even kids.
Oh.
Maybe
all
your
right.
kids will listen one day.
Well, I'd say I'd timestamp that for now. Yep. And that's going to wrap us up.
All right.
Thanks for joining us today. No, I'm glad we could figure everything out. Good luck writing that five, however many page essay in like half an hour. Before class.
Plenty of time.
You can do
in
it.
Like an hour.
Hopefully my English teacher doesn't watch this podcast.
Come on, Noah. They can't watch the podcast. They have to listen to it.
Maybe.
That's right. We're going to be back next week. This has been episode 17. Woo. We'll be back at the same time, same place.
Same place.
Probably just me and Wyatt next week.
No, probably won't come back.
Yeah. We're probably going to have to like kidnap Liam for episode, you know.
We should bring Mocha on.
34.
But that's in the future of the Noah Koster Show.
Of the Blanket Tag.
All right. Pack.
Thanks for joining, everybody. See ya.
Bye.
Ciao. I felt like I had to add something.
I did too.
What?
You can't move around while you say bye.
Well, I didn't
There's
realize
gonna
that
There's
going
to be nowhere
to
cut.
Well, we can just add this in. We can cut right now. Stop moving. We can cut right now.
All right. See you guys.